President Bush is on a three-nation Asian trip. Today in Japan, the president expressed confidence that Japan's prime minister can lead his country out of its economic slump. Mr. Bush next goes to Korea and then to China. Joining me now for our weekly political discussion is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Jackie. Nice to hear you there.
You as well. The president is hearing concerns and complaints from U.S. allies about his designation of North Korea as part of what he's calling this axis of evil. What's the administration's response?
Well, it seems to be somewhat contradictory. On the one hand, Secretary Powell and National Security Advisor Rice say that they fully support the sunshine policy of South Korea to try to open relationships with North Korea, and that they're willing to negotiate with North Korea, and they say they just simply haven't heard from the North Koreans. Now, you hear a lot of criticism of that, particularly from former members of the Clinton administration, who say that this administration has just not been even slightly interested in any kind of opening to North Korea. It is obvious that the Bush administration sees North Korea as a hostile state that must be dealt with, a regime that must be toppled. And President Bush is planning to go to the demilitarized zone, and I think we can expect there some kind of a Reagan-like statement. When President Reagan went to the Berlin Wall and said, tear down this wall, I think you're likely to hear some similar sort of cry for openness from President Bush. There's a lot of talk among his advisors about the president being plain-spoken, mm-hmm. morally clear, words that, again, hark back to President Reagan, and I think that's intentional. I must say he hasn't been terribly plain-spoken in Japan, where he has played down their problems with their economy.
Right. And as you say, he is folding North Korea in with Iran and Iraq as nations designated to have regimes toppled. Clearly, the president is moving beyond a direct response to September 11th. What's the strategy behind that?
Yeah, that's very interesting because, of course, as you remember, at first, the people in this administration who wanted to use September 11th as an excuse to go in and do something they wanted to do for a long time, which was topple Saddam Hussein in Iraq, they kept trying to find some evidence of a tie between Iraq and the attacks on this country. Now that seems to not be necessary anymore. Clearly, Iran, you know, you could make a case that Iran is harboring al-Qaeda and that that it's regrouping there. But North Korea, there's clearly no connection. In fact, the Japanese defense minister said, as the president's team arrived in Tokyo, said Korea should not be included in this axis of evil because it has absolutely no connection to al-Qaeda. But the answer to that is that's not what the axis of evil is about. And National Security Advisor Rice yesterday gave a definition saying what it is a repressive regime, an opaque regime that you don't know what's going on, and one that is making weapons of mass destruction and is eager to sell those weapons of mass destruction around the world.
And that definition, Cokie, could apply to China as well. The president is going there later this week, but he certainly doesn't seem to want to have the Chinese government overthrown.
No, he certainly doesn't. And that is something that we've seen in administration after administration. You see candidates for president running saying, my opponent has done nothing about the repressive Chinese regime, which is against human rights and pushes down religions in China, and then they come into office and do business with the Chinese regime, and business is the reason. It's an enormous market for American business. Now, this administration says that their dealings with China have been very different since September 11th, that they will be talking about missile proliferation, but that they have a way of dealing with China. They don't have a way of dealing with North Korea, which brings us right back to where we started.
Okay, Cokie, we'll leave it there. Thank you. Same time next week.
Okay.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.